Chichho Buddhanam Uppado. Rising of the Buddha in the world is very rare. Sukho Buddhanam Uppado. Rising of a Buddha bring bliss and happiness to sentient existence. Buddha is known as Bhagava, the Blessed One. Why it is so? Because he brings a lot of blessings to the world. Rising of a Buddha in the world is the rising of great light, great radiance, and great wisdom. It great compassion and wisdom, in fact, brings so much blessings to whole sentient existence. In the known history to humankind, 2500 years back, such a blessed one appeared on the earth. And he has disappeared. He attained final nibbana. Even after thousands of years later, the human beings who are living in this 21st century may still benefited from him. And in time to come, the teachings of the Buddha will spread far and wide in this world. More and more sensible people are becoming Buddhist and they are starting to follow the teachings. The fast growing religion in the Western world is no any other religions other than Buddhism. It is getting so many followers and getting so popular, and people are very enthusiastic, eager to learn and practice. Today we are going to spend a little bit of time to talk about the last stage of the Buddha's life, the last days of the Buddha. There are many incidents that happen, and Mahaparinibbana Sutta is a detailed, long discourse where many of such incidents are properly recorded and preserved until up to today. What I'm going to share with you today is some of the incidents selected from this sutta towards the end of the sutta. What we call the last days of the Buddha's life. When the Buddha was in the little village, Belur, he fell sick. He was gravely ill and almost dying. Then he thought to himself, it is not proper for the Tathagata, to the Blessed One, to pass away without addressing the community of monks and nuns. So he used his psychic power, then by using his own mental power, psychic powers, he subdued the sickness and temporarily halted. And then he overcome the difficulty and got cured. After he got cured from this disease, he sat down under a tree. Then Venerable Ananda came to the Buddha and said these words, "The Lord, I lost my direction. I do not know what to do. I was losing my mindfulness. I was thinking that you would have passed away. But one thing kept me keeping hope. That is, I thought, Buddha will not pass away without making an announcement about the leadership of the community of Sangha. Then at that moment, the Buddha said these words, which are very important for us. Buddha said, Ananda, what do the community of Sangha expect from me? I have taught the Dhamma and discipline openly, freely, without keeping anything hide. Rely on Dhamma. Practice the Dhamma. Be a light to yourself. Do not depend on anyone else other than depend on the Dhamma. So this advice is valid for all of us. Buddhist teaching is different. We rely on Dhamma. Dhamma is our light. Dhamma is our guide. So here the Buddha emphasizes practicing the teachings of the Buddha. Not only knowing it theoretically, but putting it into practice in everyday life. Whatever the way we can. And he says, be a light to yourself. In order to become a light to yourself, you need to practice. And then you will become a light for the others. You will dispel the darkness from the others. Then after recovery, Buddha was sitting in Chapala shrine. At that time, Buddha said these words to Venerable Ananda. He said, Ananda, whoever developed four roads to power, if that human being can wish, he can live beyond his age. He can live even a century or even more than a century. What he was trying to say, that his life span is over, the 80 years by that time, but he still, if he so wished, using his psychic powers, he still can maintain the body. But Venerable Ananda did not get the hint. It is said, the sutta says, at that time, the Venerable Ananda's mind was conquered or occupied by Mara. So he did not understand, or he did not invite the Buddha. Until up to third time Buddha repeated it. Then after that, he asked the Venerable Ananda to go away. And that time, mindfully and clearly being aware, he renounced his psychic powers that he applied to his body, which sustained the body until up to that time. And then he decided, I will remain until another 3 months. So he maintained his psychic power until applying to the body only 3 months. When the Buddha did that, it is said the great earth shambled and trembled very violently. And Venerable Ananda came back and asked the Buddha, why did the earth shake so violently? Then Buddha said it is because at that time he renounced the power to live beyond the century. The sutta says that at that time, even though Venerable Ananda invited the Buddha to live longer a century, Buddha rejected, saying, for such invitation, time is over. Then after that, and they proceed, the Buddha proceed to the assembly hall and ask the Venerable Ananda to summon all the monks in the vicinity area. So all the monks got together, and then he announced there, monks, another 3 months' time, the Tathagata will pass away. So he announced it and he said, whatever the Dhamma that I discovered, and that Dhamma must be practiced and must be preserved for future generation, out of compassion. And this word is important. So the Buddha encourage the followers to practice the Dhamma because it bring benefit for themselves and eventually lead to enlightenment. And the Dhamma must be preserved for the reason we have to preserve it for future generation out of compassion. You must have compassion for the world. So Buddha emphasized this. Then, together with the Venerable Ananda and the rest of the group of monks, and the Buddha proceed to Pava. When he proceed to Pava, another town, and there he came across the goldsmith Chunda. This is another important incident. Goldsmith Chunda came to see the Buddha, so Buddha talked to him and he was so pleased and happy, and he wanted to invite for lunch, and he extended his invitation for the following day lunch. Buddha accepted it and they went to the lunch, and there was a special dish, Sukara Madhava. This special dish, what we call Sukara Madhava, is translated into English as pig's delight. The Sukara is the word for pig. But scholars have got two opinions. Some of the scholars say that Sukara Madhava is a kind of mushroom that appear in places where the pigs stay, kind of place. But the other group says, no, it is not the mushroom, but it is pork, whatever it is. Buddha said, this Sukara Madhava should not be served to any monk, but you can serve it to me. And the rest of the food should be served to other monks. And then he said, I do not see anyone on this earth having eaten this special delicacies which we call Sukara Madhava can live except the Tathagata. So he clearly knew that this is a very a poisonous type of food. Or that's what he says, that no one can live after eating it. Then anyway, he consumed it and he asked Chunda to bury the rest of the food. So having finished his dana, and then he started his journey to Kushinagar. But immediately after Buddha consumed this food, he got sick again. He got sick and he got diarrhea with blood. But he maintained all these things with his ability and power. And then they proceed along to a place. And on the way, the Buddha wanted to drink some water. And he said to Ananda, Ananda, bring some water. Venerable Ananda says, Venerable sir, now 500 cars, the carts have passed by this way. So for sure the water is chunked and then it's dirty. So let's go to the other river, which is Kakutta River, which has got pleasant and clean water. So Buddha repeated three times that I need water. So Venerable Ananda went to the river. But what happened when he went to the river? The water which was flowing, which is dirty, turned to be very clean and drinkable and pure. So having seen this, the Venerable Ananda became so marvelous. After that, when Buddha was sitting there, and one of the chief from Malla kingdom comes, he came with two sets of golden robes. And having pleased with the Buddha and having listened to him, he offered the two sets of robes to the Buddha. Buddha gave one to Venerable Ananda and the other one for the Buddha himself. When the Buddha wear the robe, Venerable Ananda noticed that in fact the skin color of the Buddha is much more brighter in gold color than the robe itself. It's so clear. So Ananda, Venerable Ananda said, "It is so wonderful, marvelous Lord. Your skin color is much more brighter than this golden robe." At that time, Buddha said, there are two occasions that the skin color change to become so brighter. One occasion is the occasion that the Tathagata achieve perfect enlightenment. The second occasion is the occasion that when the Tathagata attain final Nibbana. And he said, at last watch of tonight, Tathagata will attain final Parinibbana. So then they proceed to Kushinagar. Kushinagar is the capital city of Malla kingdoms. Over there, he prepared a bed between two sal trees. Sal was a tree in that time recognized as a national tree and has got a lot of flowers, but that was out of the season of flowers. When the Buddha was lying down on the bed, what happened? These two sal trees started to burst out to flowers. And then divine-like music were heard in the air and the flowers dropped from these trees. At that time, Buddha said these words, which is again very important for us. He said, Ananda, look at the nature. Even the trees, they burst into flowers in honor of Tathagata. But if a monk or a nun or a lay person were to practice the Dhamma, that person honor me more than this. So he says, Nahi mala gandhihi mama pujang karunta, mama pujang karunta nama Dhammanu Dhamma Patipajjanta Eva Mama Puja Karuntana. Means by offering flowers, incense, by giving these material things and paying homage and doing chanting, even though it is a form of respect, but the one who practiced the Dhamma is the one who really respects the Buddha. So what he wanted from us, in fact, practicing the Dhamma as a genuine teacher. So he did not expect fame, name, label, and all these things. And what he expects is practicing the Dhamma, because his mission is to awaken the people from the ignorance and lead them to enlightenment. When Buddha was lying down on the bed, of course there are many other incidents. I'm escaping many of the incidents. Those who are interested can read this sutta. At the last minute, there was a wanderer called Subhadda, and he heard the Buddha is going to pass away on the last watch of tonight. And he heard this story, and he think, Tathagatas do not appear in the world often. And a Tathagata has appeared and now he is going to pass away soon. So let me go and see him even at last minute. So he went to the sal grove. But at that time, the monks did not allow him to see the Buddha. Venerable Ananda said, Buddha is resting now, don't disturb him. But he requested repeatedly, let me see the Blessed One. The Buddha overheard it and said, let him come. Let him come, he wants to know some the Dhamma questions. So even at the deathbed, Buddha allowed this Subhadda to come. And he asked some questions, Buddha replied and gave a Dhamma talk. And then Subhadda wanted to become a monk. And Buddha allowed him to become a monk. And Subhadda is the last personal disciple of the Buddha. And this Subhadda, immediately after becoming monk, he practiced and eventually he became enlightened. So he is the last personal disciples of the Buddha. But the incidents tell us something remarkable. what is that? This great teacher, even at his deathbed, he did not hesitate to teach. But at that time he was very sick, and but he overcome all these things through his psychic abilities and powers, but he's still dedicated to teaching, leading the people to awakening. Then at last minute, Buddha addressed the monks and said, "Monks, do you have any questions to ask?" They all kept silent. Then he said, "Later don't regret thinking that we were face to face with the master, but we could not ask this and that. Do you have any doubt about the Dhamma?" They all kept silent. Then finally he said, "If you do not ask questions out of respect towards me, let another one ask the questions on behalf of you." Still they kept silent. So look at this as well. Even at the last minute, just before he passed away, he still encouraged questioning. Questioning about the Dhamma and path. And asked whether they have any doubt about the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha with the practice and path. So all the monks remained silent. Then he uttered his last words. He said, "Handadani vo bhikkave amantiyami vaya dhamma sankara appamadina sampadete." He said, "Monks, I declare to you that all the conditioned things are subject to change and disappear. Work diligently to achieve enlightenment." So these are the last words of the Buddha.